serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Welcome back tonight to The Ridge. It's Whiskey and Wings Wednesday. It's our CSE Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank. Once again, I'm your host, Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and we are on guest number two of four tonight. A jam-packed full show for you here talking CSC sports in our program tonight. And we just talked to your head coach, Luke Karametros. Now we've got freshman cross-country runner, Topi Alahulta. And Topi, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on. You're just a freshman at Chadron State College and already jumping into this radio video gig here.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on.
It's good to have you here, Topi. Thanks for coming on. We're going to talk to you about all kinds of great things in your short and early running career, learn why you liked running and stuff. Let's begin with your first season collegiately, which you guys just finished up. How did it go to comparing to the expectations that you had coming out of high school now that you're a college runner?
I exceeded all the expectations I had coming in. I remember in the summer working hard, just my hope was, man, maybe I can make that top seven and get to run at that regional meet in Denver. That was all I cared about. Maybe I get the chance to run there. And it went a lot better than that. And then after high school, because I'm a Finnish citizen, I had to do military service in Finland.
Okay.
Just for a year. So I had no idea after that if I'd still be in shape or if I still had it, essentially. But after a good summer, it was... it was good to be back running.
So you did high school and then to finish military year, then came to Chadron State?
Yep, I was legally obligated.
Right.
So I had to go do that year, and then, but after that year, I was ready to go.
Can you talk about that at all? Can you say what you had to do for that 1 year of military service? I know some of that stuff's a little top secret, and different countries have different regulations, but I'm sure fans would be so interested to know how that transition went from high school to a year of military service and then over here to Chadron State.
Well, I'd say that was the toughest transition from high school in America back to Finland. I mean, my Finnish was a little rusty, and then they chose me for squad leader training, which I ended up doing the second half year of that. So, but I think it built a lot of toughness in me doing that. We spent a lot of time in the woods, little food, little sleep, and I think that helped a lot coming into college where the adjustment was a lot easier.
Little food, little sleep. It's kind of hard to find that full night's sleep in college, getting used to school and the travel schedule and all the different things that student-athletes you guys have to do. How did it feel for you to be the first place top finisher for Chadron State at regionals? You said that was one of your big goals. You come in as a freshman, and you're top dog.
That was a huge honor. There's so many good athletes on the team. I mean, from top down, guys that were accomplished in high school, a lot of guys that are accomplished still. So I didn't think I'd be in that position, but I was glad to be. It was awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the run. What were some of the key moments in the race? If you can kind of think back and put yourself into the run, what were some key moments, some key thoughts of strategy, stuff that put you over the top to have a good finish?
I think the main strategy that helped out for us to run a good result was Coach had me and my friend, fellow true freshman Charles Fossey. We ran the full first half of the race together. It was planned out, first mile, strategic with Charles, and we ran side by side. So I think running with him helped me a lot to be able to push at the end for a good time.
Do you guys do that a lot during the season where you in football it's scripting some plays maybe for the first series? You guys ran side by side. Do you do that during the regular season where you kind of plan that out and then break out and see how you can finish?
Essentially, first mile is usually planned.
Okay.
Coach will have us a first mile plan. Usually, we'll have someone to run with or a certain time to hit. And those are always spot on, and they really set you up. And then I like to think it's first half is planned and the rest half is just how tough you are.
Great stuff. Topi Alahulta from Finland and Colorado, and we'll get to those things in Colorado, some of the areas you ran and training, and tie that into maybe what you did in Finland and stuff here in a moment as well. But first of all, when we're talking regionals and your season here at Chadron State, what do you think is the most important thing for you to be as most prepared as you can be to have a successful race?
I think just being with the teammates. We do everything together from, lunch to dinner to like abs after practice that we do on our own.
Yeah.
So I think that camaraderie with everyone, and then just having fun on the trip on the way out in the hotel room, I think that sets us up for a great race because everyone's in a great mood going into it.
Seems like you guys have a lot of really great chemistry. You probably push each other. You know, race to race, you're saying, hey, Charles, I want you to see if you can get this mark. Or he says to you, hey, I want you to see if you can get this finish. You guys kind of push each other in that manner too?
Definitely. And every day at practice, every workout together with those guys. So that builds the chemistry.
That's great. Topi Alahuhta with us here on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Training in Shadrin, I wanted to ask you about that, but then you threw in the Finland background to me here too, and that's a surprise. That's really cool that I'm sure the geography and the area out maybe from there very different perhaps from where you are in Shadrin. What's it like for you to train here in Shadrin, and then also when you were in Finland growing up?
Well, training in Shadrin's awesome. I love that, like Coach was talking about earlier, there's always a little bit of hills going, so
yeah.
It really keeps the fitness up. Much different than Finland. Finland was pancake flat, but it was freezing
really?
Cold. Like the winter, I mean, I think it was probably 5 months straight with snow on the ground. I had to run with little studs in my shoes, though. So icy.
How tough is that to try and run a long distance with studs in the shoes? Did you just get used to it? Do your feet hurt a lot more afterwards? I can't imagine trying to do something like that.
You kind of get used to it, weirdly enough. At first, the first few weeks, you got some little foot issues. Then your feet get used to it, and you just run with the studs, and it's honestly almost as good as dry ground. Kind of limits, like, speed work you can't really do
in
deeper snow. But other than that...
Wow. All right. Topi Alahuhta with us today on the show. It also says that you spent some time in Colorado. What about running and training in Colorado, some of the areas you like to run and things maybe you've seen on your trails out that way?
I take a lot of pride in being from the Colorado running community.
Yeah. Pine, right? The city?
In Pine, Colorado. Right. Yep. For Conifer High School. I would argue Colorado has the best running scene in America. So I think, you know, that kind of built who I was. There's a lot of talented runners there, and then obviously the trails.
Yeah.
Especially up in Pine Conifer area, there's a lot of dope trails we could run. A lot of cool runs by, you know, flowing rivers. I loved running in Colorado for sure.
That's great. Topi, what do you want to improve the most in the offseason? You've already had a real successful freshman year. What do you want to do to get to that next level as a sophomore?
I think I want to work on my strength further. That's something Coach K worked a lot on with us this year. I hadn't been in the weight room much before college, so I think that was like one of the biggest things I did correct this year that I want to keep working on is being in the weight room, getting stronger.
All right, and what other sports are you interested in? You know, being from Finland, I'm a hockey fan myself, love ice hockey. Are you an ice hockey fan? What other sports do you like?
I'm not as big a hockey. I'm a huge Broncos fan.
Yes, sir.
Been extremely unfortunate this year, but...
So how do we get that fixed? What's the problem, you think? Is it coaching? Is it Russ? Is it we were just talking about this before the show, some of the guys here at the restaurant. What do you think gets the Broncos fixed this year, or is it fixable? I don't know if it is.
I think it's a terrible situation, but I think it's mostly coaching. I think Russ can be fixed. I think Russ can still cook, potentially. At least that's what I hope. I think, you know, fire the coach, maybe a fresh start next year.
Well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you took that question like a champ and gave a good opinion, your true opinion. I'm kind of with you. I think Russ may still have a little more in there. Hopefully we can get him to scramble around a little bit, trying to make some plays down the field. Great to hear you're a Broncos fan, Topi. And we'll finish up with your major at CSC. What are you studying? What kind of stuff do you want to do after school for a career?
So I'm a secondary English education major, which has been a lot of fun, actually. I think I have less homework than all of my teammates, pretty much.
That's not a bad thing, right?
No, and then my goal after college is I'm going to get my master's in Finland, kind of utilize the free college there, and then hopefully either teach high school English in Finland, or I'm kind of leaning towards U.S. now just because of the opportunity to, like, coach high school cross country. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Sounds like you'd be very successful at that as well. Topi Alahuhta, freshman at Shadrin State College on the cross country team, one of the top runners, had a great freshman season. Topi, thanks so much for being on the show tonight. It was great to meet you and introduce you to the fans. Appreciate having you on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we will take a break. We'll come back with more from tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow live at the Ridge. Coming up next, we've got Jacob Jefferson, former men's player and now a assistant basketball coach with the CSC women's team. We are live tonight from the Ridge on the Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank.